Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وصلى الله على محمد وآل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Brothers, sisters, listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program Mafatihul Hayat, Keys of Life. I am your host, Abdullah Al Musawi. We were discussing the concept of freedom and what people can say and can do and cannot do and cannot say. And like I said, this is a very lengthy discussion, lengthy topic. There are a lot of aspects need to be covered, a lot of direction need to be looked at. But obviously, we can't do that because we have a lot to cover in this program. So we will just leave it basics, and inshallah, we're hoping that you do your own search if this is a topic that you are tuned in and something that you are searching or wanting to understand more. So there are plenty of hadith that you could look at. There are plenty of verses that you look at that discusses the concept of freedom. Because, like I said, the concept of freedom is one of the most misunderstood concepts in today's time. So it's good that someone dedicates a bit of time to studying this topic and understanding what there is to understand. Now, there's an interesting hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullahi alayhi. When it comes to dealing with people, because sometimes we are quick to make judgments, we're quick to make or take actions against certain people because of things that we hear, which seems to infringe on the rights of other people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانَ هَلُوعًا. Mankind were created in a state of hurry. They constantly want to do things without thinking. He says, I will not judge a man by an accusation. Tuhma is an accusation. Someone comes to me and says to me, this person done this and that. Well, how do I know that whatever he's saying is true? And mind you, this happens especially within families, between the spouses or between friends of spouses, right? So my wife comes to me and she says to me, oh, your friend who is married to my friend, he done this and this and that. Well, how do I know he actually said or done whatever you said unless I speak to him? So sometimes we judge people very quickly based on accusation. Amir al-Mu'mineen says, I do not hold people accountable based on accusations. That is really important. That's something that we really need to do. Because when we listen to gossip, when we listen to backbiting, when we listen to people talk nonsense and vain talk, a lot of times there are a lot of innocent people get accused of things. And then I act upon it, which means I have taken their freedom and I have infringed on their freedom to be normal people. Or I end up harming them in a way or another. So we have to be very careful. And then he says, وَلَا أُعَاقُبُ عَلَى الظَّنِّ. And I do not punish people based on doubts. I have a doubt that this person might have done so and so. So therefore, I jump to conclusion and I pass judgment on them and punish them. And this is something that we also do all the time. I have a doubt. I don't have certainty. I've heard something. I've seen something. The picture is very blurry. But I jump to conclusion. Oh, no, it makes perfect sense that this person does this. It makes perfect sense that she did this. And then I pass judgment. We pass punishment. Amir al-Mu'mineen says, this is something I do not do. Which means in return, if you are the follower of Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, this is also something that you should not do. You should not take people by accusation, nor should you punish them based on doubt. It needs to be based on 100% accurate information and facts. Let us take a short break and then we will continue this beautiful hadith of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam.
Ayatollah Javadi Amoli, the author of the book Mafatihul Hayat, The Keys of Life.
این مفاتیح باید دو جلد باشه. چندین سال این حرف گفته میشه.
This book, مفاتیح, ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح الجنان است. چه فرون دماغی و سواب داره فرون روزون است.
One volume, the present volume, مفاتیح الجنان, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اینه که فرون درختکاری اینجا کم سواب داره. دعا هم داره، سواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی. اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره، همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment.
وقتی میخوای کشاورزی کنی یه قدر گندم بگیر رو به قبله بیست این دعا رو بخون. اینم هم امام گفته دیگه.
When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned.
تو نظام اسلامی این جلد دوم جاش خالی.
We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Mafatih al-Hayat, Keys of Life. So we're looking at this beautiful hadith of Amir al-Mu'mineen that you and I need to apply. He says, I do not take people by accusation. I do not punish people based on doubts. And then he says, وَلَا أُقَاتُلُ إِلَّا مَنْ And I do not fight anyone except they must have the following. One, خَالَفَنِي He goes against me. One, should I start war because he went against me? No. The Imam continued. Wana sabani, he took it out, like he came out to fight me. So sometimes you khalif, you go against me, like you don't agree with me. Nasabani, that you take it to the next level where you become an opposition to me. And three, wa adhhar al adawata li. And then he shows his hatred, animosity towards me in the public, which means this person is ready to go to war with me. And then the Imam salamullah alayhi says, well, should I begin? Now he's against me, he's out there to take me, he hates me, he's shown his hate towards me. Should I march in to fight him? He says, no. I will not fight him even in that state until I invite him. I say to him, okay, let's just sit and talk. What's going on? And Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi manju, he applied this in the Battle of the Trenches at al-Khandaq, when Amr ibn al-Wud, he managed to cross the trench and he was facing Amir al-Mu'mineen. Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi, he could have just once tried straight forward and took a swing at him and killed him. But he spoke to him, said to him, listen, I invite you to one of three. Either you become a Muslim, either you go back where you came from, or either you come from your horse and fight me man to man. That's how Amir al-Mu'mineen works. First, you need to speak to people before you jump to fighting them, before you jump to accusing them, before you jump to saying to them, you done so and so and so. First, talk to people. Communication is something that we really lack. And then he says, I will not fight him, hatta ad'uhu, one. Wa'adhur ilayh, two. I give him an excuse. If this person, after speaking to him, giving him an excuse, he goes back to his rationality and he repents, and then he goes back, we would accept that from him. He's like, look, I'm sorry, this is what I've heard. I didn't mean to, say the things that I said about you or show my hatred towards you or stand against you. It's just because, I misunderstood and I am sorry. The Imam said, we will accept that from him. And again, acceptance is not our strength because we don't accept the mistakes of people or the forgiveness of people. We are very judged too quick and we hold grudges. And I've heard this a lot of times from people. I will, do this and I will never forgive you until the day of judgment. Dude, for the love of God, chill. Okay, then the Imam salamullah alayhi says, then when this person refuses but to fight us, after all the things that we've done for him, then we would use Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the key. We use Allah, we rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we go to war with him. But after everything fails, that's how Amir al-Mu'mineen deals with people to maintain their freedom. Do you and I do the same for those who are around us, especially our loved ones? You be the judge. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.